Morning.
Nope, don't turn on the light. It's all good. Yeah, I think I drank half the bar by myself last night, and I'm paying for it now. So let's just keep things dark, if you don't mind. Thanks for the aspirin and the water beside the bed. I appreciate it. Probably gonna feel like death warmed over for a little while longer, so anything that helps is always good. What time is it anyway? It's gotta be early. The sun wasn't being obnoxious yet when I looked. 5:30. Oh, fuck. So that means I dragged you out of bed, what, 4 hours ago? To come get me? 'Cause my stupid ass had too much to drink. And my slutty ass friend left me at the bar. Why are you even up? You didn't have to. I didn't need a babysitting service. Thank you, though. You could have gone back to bed. I would have been fine. That's why I was on my side. You remembered from college. Put them on their side, make sure they don't vomit or choke or swallow their own tongue when they're too drunk to know what the hell's going on. Good stuff. Oh, that's humiliating. Completely humiliating. I was really out of it last night, huh? Well, I don't remember much. I remember my stupid roommate going off with that bozo-looking guy. Seriously, the guy looked like he should have floppy shoes and a red nose, but she didn't care. And then sitting at the bar thinking, what the fuck? Because there were guys that I would honestly just not go anywhere with or be seen anywhere with or want to be around. And the bartender was nice, so I stayed there. But staying there meant drinks, and drinks meant poor judgment. And then before I knew what was going on, I could barely get off the bar stool. And thank God I had the common sense to call before things got really out of hand. Yeah, I know. I know. I saved your ass back in the day a time or two, too, but it's a little different now. I think we're a little old for this, aren't we? We're not in college anymore. Didn't you have, like, a date or something last night? Oh, God, I didn't pull you away from that, did I? Oh, sorry. Not a good one, huh? Okay, well, I don't feel so bad. Oh, real winner. No way. She did not have a cat in her purse. Oh. Well, I guess both of our evenings sucked. You needed the drinks just as much as I did. Why didn't you partake at least one? After that, it sounds like you needed it. Yeah, I guess one of us had to keep a clear head, huh? Anyway, I might grab a quick shower and then head home if that's okay. I'll let you grab some sleep today. You don't have to worry. I'm alive. I'm not gonna throw up or anything gross. It's all good. Yeah. I'll wait then for your roommate. Sorry, I forgot he was here. No, I don't wanna wake him up. Coffee. coffee would be lovely. Smells good. Thanks. Why was I drinking? I knew you were gonna ask me that. It's embarrassing. Can we not talk about it? Okay, alright, alright. I guess since I did drag your ass out of bed at 1:30 in the morning to come and save me, I should at least give you that much, huh? Alright, well, it's humiliating and embarrassing, but I think I've already crossed that threshold this weekend, so here we go. Well, you've seen my roommate, right? Perfect in every way. Looks like she just stepped out of the pages of a magazine. And anytime I go anywhere with her, I always feel like the... Well, I don't know. What did that movie call it? The Duff? The Designated Ugly Fat Friend? I'm not fat. I get it. But roll with it, okay? Roll with the analogy, please. My head hurts too much to come up with something better. Anyway, I always feel like a troll next to her. Is that better? Thanks. Stop stepping on my shit. It's like 5:30 in the morning. Shut up. Anyway. Yeah, so we were gonna go out and just have a girls' night, and then she did what she does, and the whole evening went sideways. And when you sit with somebody and they're constantly being bombarded with attention and being bought drinks, and you're literally sitting there as though you don't fucking exist. I don't know. Even the most confident person takes a self-esteem hit once in a while. And that's when the tequila started. And then she picked the most ridiculous guy to go home with. It made me feel a little bit better, but I was already shit-faced and had no judgment by that point. So, here we are. So don't look at me like that. I know it's ridiculous. I know it's stupid, and it's not the type of shit I normally do. But anyway, my head hurts. Don't look at me like that. Yes, I'm aware of that. I'm aware that she's kind of shallow and she's a bit ditzy. And once they spend any amount of time with her, they figure that out. She is a sweet girl. Let's give her that, okay? But yeah, I get it. I get... Stop. Stop. I get what you're doing. And I appreciate it. But like I said, it was a momentary lapse in judgment. I don't have self-esteem issues. Please, 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 can we just move on? You're still looking at me funny. I know my hair is all over the place. I know I'm probably gray in the face. And I feel like shit right now. So the looking at me like that is not helping. Oh, coffee. No, don't do this. You don't have to give me pity compliments. I don't need them. I don't want them. That's not gonna help. I'm good. I swear, I'm good. I'm just a little stupid sometimes, that's all. Oh. Well, I have not had enough coffee for that conversation. Well, yeah. You do always save my ass when I need it. Come to think of it, I need it more than I should, but... And yeah, you've... seen me through some pretty spectacular bad decisions when it comes to men. Where are you going with this, by the way? Are you trying to make me feel worse? About all the times that I fucked up in my life and you've had to fix it. Is that what this is? Because I don't need that right now. I need coffee and sleep and a shower. And probably another half a bottle of aspirin. Well, no, I never thought about why. I mean, it's just what friends do, isn't it? I mean, I seem to be a little needier than most, I guess. Dumber decisions, if you want to get down to it, but isn't that just what friends do? Look out for each other. Well, no, I don't have any other friends that I'd call at 1:30 in the morning to come and save me when I'm drunk. Save me? That sounds so damsel in distress. Come and give me a ride so I don't end up in the back of some stupid Uber not knowing where I am. That sounds better. A little more long-winded, but better. No, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? Okay. You're gonna have to just spell it out because I'm really thick this morning and the hangover's really bad. So please don't make me play guessing games. Don't make me decipher what you're saying. Just whatever you're getting at, just put it out there, okay? If you want me to stop calling you at 1:30 in the morning when I do stupid shit, I can do that. If you want me to handle my own life, I can do that too. I should probably do that. I do that most of the time. But I can do that. You don't? Then what are you getting at? Oh. I really am thick this morning, aren't I? I don't know what to say. I mean, you kind of threw me a curve there that I wasn't expecting. And I haven't even had a shower yet, so I'm not quite ready for this conversation. How long have you thought that, or felt like that? Oh, wow, okay. You've been carrying this around since college? That's a few years. Why didn't you say anything? Well, yeah, I mean, that kind of thing changes things, but not always for the worse. Okay, I could have handled it. I mean, I'm not completely fucked up, all evidence to the contrary at the moment, but we're not going to talk about that. No. No, it's not something I would have wanted you to keep to yourself. It's not something I want you to keep to yourself. If you are feeling this and wanting to tell me, then that's what you should be doing. Especially when I'm basically turning you into my white knight every time I turn around. That's not fair. I mean, you should be given the chance to be the Prince Charming, not just the white knight. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dumbass. Well, there's a reason I call you at 1:30 in the morning when I'm stuck. There's a reason I pass out on your couch when I'm tired on a Saturday night and don't want to go home. There's a reason you're the first person I call when anything exciting, or shitty, for that matter, happens. I think we're both kind of fucking stupid. And apparently it took tequila, entirely too much tequila, to get us there. Wow. I'm suddenly wishing that I had, you know, tried to tame my hair or, you know, done something to make myself presentable. I did brush my teeth, thank you for that, by the way. The toothbrush in the bathroom was a nice touch. Made me feel a little less subhuman when I went to the bathroom. So I do appreciate that. Thank you. But, you know, a change of clothes or a hairbrush or Even that fucking shower would have been great before we had this conversation. Why? Because we're about to go back into your room, and you're going to take off my pants and yours, so it works better that way. And you're going to show me what you haven't been telling me for the past few years. Oh, don't make me laugh. Yes, I'm serious. And please don't be rough and don't expect anything wild and tumble, because, oh my god, my head is going to fucking explode. But some things are more important. So, can you just kiss me now? Please. I think you've waited long enough, don't you? No. Nothing's fun. Well, something is fun. Not you. You're not. You're not funny. I was just thinking that the toothbrush was kind of foreshadowing on your part, and a really good call. I believe you said something about a roommate. So you're gonna have to make me scream very, very quietly. Cause that guy creeps me out a little bit, so let's not wake him up, okay? Deal. You know what I always wondered? About fairy tales. About Prince Charming. I always wondered whether the damsel in distress went right for pussy, or whether she got to give him a blowjob first as a thank you. What do you think? I don't know. Or did she let the prince decide? That's a really good question. We should answer that. What do you think? Well, I guess I'm asking. What would you like to do? Would you like to fuck me? Or would you like something a little different first? Okay, let's not be poetic about that. Really, I'm asking if you want me to suck your dick. It's not that complicated. Good answer. So why don't you slide down those pajama pants and lay on the bed, and we'll give the prince his reward for saving the idiot damsel in distress who had too much tequila. I don't think they ever added that into the story either. Tequila. Well, if I had known this is what you were hiding in there, we would have done this a long time ago. And who knows? We might just be finding a really good hangover cure at the same time. Because suddenly I don't care. Yeah, I don't care that my head hurts. Mm. Mm. What are you looking at? You're looking at me like you've never seen me before. You like the side of my lips around your cock. You like it disappearing over my tongue as my lips close around you. Let's see how much I can take, huh? Well, the other thing they don't talk about is what the princess gets. Yes, I've decided I'm a princess, not just a damsel. Damsel is so outdated. I'm a princess. Fuck off. They don't talk about that. So, I'm gonna see just how wet the princess gets when she's sucking off the prince, thinking about how he saves her and takes care of her. And how he's wanted to be more than her friend for a long time, but hasn't said anything. Just continues to make sure she's okay. Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm wet. You willing to give up my mouth? Okay. All right. One more. No. I better stop. I think you're about to come. And as much as I'd like to feel that down my throat, I think I want it in my pussy first. What do you think? My prince liked to fuck my pussy and fill it with his hot load and show me how much he wants to make me his. Okay. Alright, let me adjust. Get these pants off. Okay. I don't think it's gonna take long. I'm so wet and so ready to come. Just, from putting my fingers in my pussy while I sucked you off, okay? And I think you're pretty close to. So, here we go. Oh, wow. Oh, that's good. Oh. Oh, that's so good. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, you're so deep in my pussy. Oh, feel how wet I am. Oh, do you feel that? Oh, do you feel me squeezing around you? Oh, yes, feel it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, buck those hips up into me. That's right. Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Oh, yes, grab my breasts. Grab my tits, grab my tits. Oh, squeeze my nipples, that's right. Oh. Oh. That's quite the smile you've got on your face. I love looking at you too. Oh, watching you as you fuck me. Oh, knowing how much I've wanted to do this without really admitting it to myself. But now knowing that you've wanted to. Oh, yes, fuck me, fuck me. Oh, faster, faster. Oh, I wanna come, I wanna come. I wanna come all over you. I want you to come deep in my pussy. Oh, yes. Oh, deep inside me, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, baby, yes, faster, faster. Oh, yes, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Oh, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come, make me come, make me come, yes. Yes, come inside me, come inside me now. Oh, I can feel it. Okay, now my head really hurts. I have to lay down. Oh, don't make me laugh. Oh, yes. Oh, no, no. Put your arms around me. The princess likes to be held by the prince. After he saves her, and after he fucks her brains out, she likes to be held by him. Mm. What's that? Oh. The prince likes to be saved by the princess too, huh? Is that what that was? Oh. Wow. Oh. I love you too. Wait, you don't think your roommate hurt us, do you?